Well, brothers and sisters in Christ, please join me as we lift up the prayers of the people this Sunday. And by the way, these are the prayers of the people that will be lifted up throughout the entire Lutheran Church. So we are all praying much of these prayers. Parts of this prayer is being said throughout the entire world as one of many expressions of Christ's body as a denomination, the ELCA. So please join me as we do this together. Gathered into the mystery of the Trinity, let us pray for the church, the world, and all of God's creation. God of community, you form us as your church. Guide our bishops and pastors, deacons, and as they lead the church in these trying times, with all the baptized, may they be strengthened to share the good news of Jesus Christ, and in a prayer and action, strive for peace and justice in all the earth. Lord, in your mercy. God of creation, you called everything into being. Sustain this world with your renewing care. Instill in us a deeper wonder for the created world you've called good, and a greater humility for our place within it. Kindle in us as a creative and resilient spirit as we care for the earth and its creatures. Lord, in your mercy. God of counsel, all authority belongs to you. Encourage leaders to seek wisdom and respond with courage and compassion to the most in need. We pray for community leaders in this time of unrest. Further the work of advocates who pursue justice in often ignored communities. Lord, in your mercy. God of care, you created us in your image. We are your beloved children. May we recognize your likeness in one another. We pray for all mourning the death of your beloved child, George Floyd. Hold in your loving embrace all experiencing trauma, fear, uncertainty, and loss. Protect vulnerable children and adults from violence or neglect. Provide what is needed for those lacking access to food, shelter, and other services. Lord, in your mercy. God of healing, you accompany us in sickness and suffering. Bring relief to all afflicted with the coronavirus and all those isolated now more than ever, especially those in prison or care facilities. Strengthen caregivers, healthcare workers, and all those who work to ensure the safety and well-being of others. Console, heal, and nourish all in need on this day. We especially pray for continued healing for Sharon's brother, Jim, and for healing for his wife, Maureen. We pray for her son, Neil, as he continues to battle with the struggle of addiction. We pray for Bev, our sister in Christ, and her upcoming surgery this Wednesday, that the eye surgery will be fruitful, it will bring good results, that it will be with no complications, and that she will heal well and be at rest and heal after that surgery on Wednesday. And Lord, we also pray for those who we lift up silently or out loud at this time in need in your tender mercy and care. Lord, in your mercy. God of connection, you call us to make your presence known. Accompany people of faith as they nurture relationships in new ways. Where the sin of racism fractures our relationships, bring repentance and reconciliation. Free us for the difficult work ahead in our congregations and communities, and open our hearts for attentive listening so that our places of connection are filled with your Spirit. Into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior and our Lord. Amen.